Back in May last year, it was great to host the George Harrison Project live here in the studio. Now, they're the UK's leading live music tribute to George Harrison, performing his best-loved hits from the Beatles, his solo career and the Travelling Wilburys. And I'm going to see them on Friday night, so I thought it would be a good idea just to reminisce, really, as to when they were in the studio last year. Now, during the show, these talented musicians performed some of George Harrison's best known and loved tracks in what was one of the best live sessions I've had here in the studio. I'm going to see them, as I say, at Witham Public Hall this Friday, and tickets are still available. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to look back at last May's visit, and here they are in the studio.
We're going to do one from the Rubber Soul album now. This one featured George on 12 strings. That's what Al's just swapping over now, live in the studio. And this one's called If I Needed Someone.
If I needed someone to love, you're the one that I'll be thinking of. If I needed someone, if I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my friend. If I needed someone, had you come some other day, and it might not have been like this, but you see now I'm too much in love. Carve your number on my wall, and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone, some more time to space, then I guess I'll be with you, my friend. If I needed someone,
had you come some other day, it might not have been like this, but you see now I'm too much in love.
Carve your number on my wall, and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone,
thank you very much indeed. Absolutely fantastic, sounding really good. I've had a couple of messages through from people saying Spencer messaged in, and band are sounding great. And then we heard from Paul a little bit earlier on, GHP, George Harrison Project, sounding very good. So well done.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, do you need a roadie? Because you're going to do something really exciting in July, aren't you?
Yes,
I wish I could come, but there you go, I won't be able to. Tell us all about it.
Okay, Al, do you want to take that one?
We received contact from a guy in America, and he's the chap that now owns George Harrison's childhood home in Speke in Liverpool. And he contacted us. He won it through a public auction earlier this year. He's running it as an Airbnb. And so people can go and stay in George's family home. He's got a guitar in there with a case, so you can pose for the classic photo outside the front garden. And he invited us to go up to the house and record some tracks there acoustically inside George Harrison's family home.
Fantastic. Are you going to be Ken staying Lambert's there, or you just visiting?
We are, yeah.
We're staying there as well. We've got the house for 3 days.
Wow. Yeah.
We're all fighting over sleeping in George's rooms.
Take turns.
Yeah, so that's quite exciting. Yeah, we've managed to tighten with a show up there as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so, cool.
Yeah. Well, tickets, yeah, because we're playing in Grantham the night before Friday, then we're in Runcorn on the Saturday, right, and then we'll be in the house then from Sunday Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really taking off, isn't it? You're going further and further afield all the time.
It's quite encouraging this early on because, as I say, we're only sort of four or five shows in at the moment, so it's really, really nice that people are supporting us. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's all down to George, of course.
It is, of course.
Because without his music, his songs, and his love, we wouldn't be here.
Absolutely. Well, you're speaking for him, kind of, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Well, that's exactly.
Wonderful. Now, I notice on your website, a couple of you play the ukulele.
That's right.
It's myself and Al.
One of George's favourite instruments. We've heard tales about him having bootfuls of them when he drove about and giving them out to people. And so did you take up the ukulele before this project, or is it something you've started on?
Well, for myself, and obviously Al will give you his side of it, I mean, I was kind of inspired to take the ukulele up because for many years, certainly with guitar players, it really wasn't regarded with any credibility at all.
No.
And now guitar shops are absolutely full of them. There's going to be walls of them.
Absolutely.
But I saw the concert for George, in actual fact, and Joe Brown closed the show with I'll See You In My Dreams.
Brought a tear to my eye, that did. Yeah.
We do that.
Yeah.
And I thought, and I saw him do it live as well. I went to one of his live shows and saw him do it.
Yeah.
And I thought, I've got to learn to play that song.
Yeah.
And that's what actually inspired me to go out and buy one and learn it. Not an easy tune to actually play, but again, that's kind of what inspired me to do it. And Al, I think you've been playing for quite a time.
Yeah, I mean, we're going back to school really, because when I left, my music teacher left me a horrible review, if you like, saying that there was no way I would ever have anything to do with music again in my life.
Oh no!
So I thought, right, well, I'm going to learn a different instrument every month.
Okay.
And it just so happened about 2 years later, I saw a ukulele banjo, a bit like, what's his name?
George Formby.
Oh, yeah.
A bit like George Formby. It's not quite, but in an antique shop. So I thought, I'll have to come buy it. So I picked my nose up. It's a 1927 Keach. And it's really worn, it's lovely, and I just started to try and play that. And you think of all the history. It's made in 1927. It's been through, World War II, and I'm sure it got taken there, to the war. And it's lovely to be playing that. But, we want to incorporate quite a bit of ukulele stuff into the sets. And we do one of our tracks, Georgie's tracks, that isn't played on uke. We do play it. I'm not going to say what it is.
Oh, okay.
I'll give it away.
All right.
But
okay.
We do, we do that one on uke. Just because he would have liked it, and I think he would have enjoyed that.
Well, I think in actual fact, George actually taught Joe Brown to play it. He actually suggested
it. Oh, really?
I think that's how it ended up in concert for George, so I understand. But so we do that one, and we do also Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, which is another standard. That was on George's final album.
I know. That's my favourite, I think. I mean, that was a great album, posthumously released, obviously.
Was,
finished off by Jeff Lynne and Danny Harrison, wasn't it? And I don't think you could ever beat All Things Must Pass, but I think that could be my second favourite George album.
Yeah,
but you've got to give a lot of credit for Danny as well for the remixing of his All Things Must Pass. My God, he's done such a fantastic job on that.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible. He got a Grammy Award from it.
Yeah, and rightly so.
Yeah,
isn't it a pity? I think one of the takes from the album actually won an Independent Music Award as well this year, so it's still very current.
Yeah.
And as I say, hopefully he's now being recognised for the talent that he really was. I just think he was under the shadow of Lennon McCartney.
Absolutely, Well,
he developed, and as I say, he's fantastic.
It's Bob Simpson on 1-2-3, and what a fantastic afternoon it's been with the George Harrison Project. This is their studio recording of George Harrison's Something.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know
even how. You're asking me, will I love grow? I don't know, I don't know. Stick around and it may show. I don't know, I don't know.
Yes, that's the fantastic George Harrison Project, and they're now playing to packed, sold-out theatres all over the country now, but there are a few tickets left to see them at these upcoming venues. The one I'm going to is in Witham Public Hall on Friday the 24th of February, that's this Friday. Then they're in Thetford at the Carnegie Room on the 25th of February, Peterborough at the Key Theatre on Friday the 3rd of March, and Worthing at the venue Saturday the 11th of March. If you want to find out more, search for them on the George Harrison Project, all one word, .com.